This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour, at least for this day. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Comments keep flying in with Fritzy. A little frustrated after last night, and somebody said, why don't you light a lavender candle and chill out, Todd?
Get over it. Shut his mic.
Joke boy.
And that was from Seton.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, new hour. Let's go. Let's cheer it up a little bit. Marvin, come on. Marvin School won a national title.
Some guys have all the luck.
Marvin, celebrity fan. Is it a parade today or some type of rally?
I don't know. I
think they're coming back to stores?
I think they're going to the arena on campus and having a rally later today. Marvin should be there.
Well, you are a celebrity. You won the celebrity bracket challenge.
Name a more famous UConn fan. Not former player, UConn fan.
Molly Quirum from First Take.
Oh, I'll take Marvin.
Yeah, I'd take Molly over Marvin.
Fair point.
Me too.
Yes. But it's Marv Madness.
And he's in the top five.
Congratulations. Of celebrity fans who went to Connecticut?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know the famous alum who went to Connecticut.
They all play sports.
I was going to say, is there anybody who did something outside of sports?
No, we don't have like a George Washington Carver or anything like that that went
there.
Oh,
you don't?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Yes, Seton.
The biggest dude right now has got to be that the D'Amelio father. Oh, yeah. The like TikTok, the two sisters who are like TikTok celebs.
Oh.
And they're like wildly famous.
Oh, okay.
They have like 150 million followers each or something like that. Crazy. And then the mom and dad now have become famous like by proxy. They have a TV show. They have all this stuff. That dude's a big deal right now.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
Did Meg Ryan go to UConn? I'm looking at him. Something that suggests Fritzy would say that Meg Ryan went to UConn.
Hmm.
That's high-end stuff.
Okay. All right. Okay. She hadn't done much recently.
No.
Well, I mean, Bill Murray, he's got to be probably the biggest. Oh, he's the UConn fan right now just because of his kid.
Yeah, his son's on the staff there.
It's pretty good.
Is that it?
Moby, the musician, I think he may have gone to UConn for a spell.
Okay.
I think Marvin's more famous right now than Moby.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Not 98.
Yeah. What was that? Just Push Play? Was that the name of the album or song for Moby?
Oh, Play, yeah.
Oh, Play.
That was a big album. Yeah.
Southside.
Yeah, that was big. Yeah, that was big back then. All right, well, Marv, congratulations. You won the Celebrity Bracket Challenge, and your Huskies are national champions.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, Marv. We came up with a new T-shirt. We got some T-shirts that are going to be available at danpatrick.com. Seton, would you give the audience, in case they didn't see it on one of the live look-ins, if you're watching on Peacock?
Yeah, it should be up there. We got a UConn shirt that our guys did a great job with this. It says, can cut the net instead of Connecticut. Sort of like the way they have it, you know, arced on their jersey.
Oh, it's great.
We got a couple more maybe in the works too, but can cut the net should be going up there pretty soon.
All right. You'll be able to go to danpatrick.com to order those. We also had you can, and I came up with Confetti, Conn Fetti. But those T-shirts are going to be available. By the way, moonshine info on the next drop will be in today's newsletter, and we'll have that for you. You'll be able to order the Azalea version of Moonshine, Tailgate Moonshine, later on this week. The Premier League on NBC streaming on Peacock. The title race continues to heat up at the top of the table. Manchester City trying to keep the pressure on as they, they face Southampton trying to stave off relegation. Oh. Man City, 12:30 Eastern on NBC and on Peacock. All right. Poll question for the final hour. Got some more phone calls coming up as well. What do you have for us, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, whose career would you want? Man, this is a close one. Macaulay Culkin or Kieran Culkin? It's based off the Hurley brothers. 52% going Macaulay.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
More people grew up or just love Home Alone and Uncle Buck. He was great Buck. He was phenomenal in that movie.
Yeah, I think he was the same character in both of those movies.
Yeah.
Just saying, there wasn't a wide range there.
Yeah.
But did we put up, would you rather have Danny Hurley or Bobby Hurley's career?
Yeah, we could do that now.
Yeah, why don't we do that one?
Okay.
Because I'm going to go Bobby.
Somebody else compared them to the Olsen family.
The twins?
Mary-Kate and Ashley had a quick right out of the gate and then sort of just did whatever they wanted. But
They're billionaires.
Elizabeth probably has the best career. I mean, certainly now. She's killing it.
Great actress.
Elizabeth Olsen, she's been in a million movies.
Yeah.
She's in the Marvel movies.
Yeah, she's very talented.
Yeah, she's on a great run.
But the Olsen twins, I think they're billionaires.
Yeah, I think so.
I remember I was on a flight from L.A. to New York, and it looked like there was a large kitten sitting in a in a seat. Up, you know, like two rows up, and it was one of the Olsen twins, and she just looked like she was all wrapped up and just looked like a kitten was placed on the seat up there. And I remember when we got off the plane, I thought, I'm going to get right next to her, so when the paparazzi was going to get us, and they were going to get me there behind one of the Olsen twins. And I thought, what am I doing? What a loser I am. I want to get in these pictures with one of the Olsen twins.
You know who that would have really bothered? You getting in the background of the picture?
Making funny faces?
Funny faces?
Todd. Oh, no, I wouldn't have made funny faces. Yeah. I would have just...
Oh, look at this guy trying to get back there thinking who he is.
Sneaking your way and sliding into the picture.
Did the Olsen twins, did they just retire? I know they're worth a zillion, but they could have probably done movies and stuff. Did they just retire?
Why would they act?
I don't know.
I don't know if they ever acted. I mean, they were babies with Full House. They didn't really act. And didn't they just swap them out? Like,
yeah, it's because of work schedules. Hiring twins, you could have each one work like 5 hours a day.
Hmm. All right. Well, welcome to the final hour. We have covered a lot of ground and probably ground that we shouldn't have covered. But 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Operator Tyler standing by. I mentioned the Baltimore Ravens have offered Odell Beckham Jr. III a contract, according to Adam Schefter. The Ravens met with OBJ, presented him their offer. He's been asking for 1 year, $15 million, I think was the number. At first, we thought it was going to be $20 million. Now it's $15 million. And I'm trying to figure this out with... You're going to bring him in. Would you bring him in if you weren't going to have, what's the selling point for OBJ other than we'll pay you, and let's say they'll pay him 1 year, $15 million. He wants to showcase his talents. You don't showcase your talents with the Baltimore Ravens if you're a wide receiver. If you're Lamar Jackson and you know they're bringing in OBJ, does that help you maybe come a little bit closer to a contract that works for both? Or is OBJ taking some of your money there? According to overthecap.com, the Ravens have $6.1 million in cap space. The Jets have $9 million in cap space. If you're OBJ, you want to play for the Jets, you want to play for the Ravens. To me, it feels like there's only one answer. I get a chance to play with Aaron Rodgers. I get a chance to play with the Jets. Or I might get a chance to play with Lamar Jackson, if not Tyler Huntley. And I'm playing for the Ravens. not exactly going to open it up, and, you know, is he going to have 100 catches? And your quarterback's favorite target is the tight end with the Ravens. Although you can say the Jets got a lot of receivers there, but I would think in New York, back in New York, in that stadium, and being able to be constantly in the headlines would be far more entertaining for OBJ. I don't think it's just football, but I would think go to the Jets, play 1 year, and then maybe you cash in a variety of ways. I don't know if, like, I wouldn't go to the Ravens if Lamar Jackson wasn't going to go there. And that's why I wondered, is he going to accept this? Does he know then? And he's got to reach out to Lamar, wouldn't you? It seems logical. Hey, I'm thinking about signing this. How can I help? And Lamar would probably say, well, get me $250 million guaranteed. I'm going to go back to what I've said before. I still think there's a sweet spot of 3 years where everything is guaranteed, whether it's the Ravens who do this or an NFL source said, no, you know what you do? You just franchise him. Just tag him for the next, you know, 3 years after this. You know, this is fine. You'll be fine with that. Don't worry about that. Don't sign him to the 5 years, $250 million guaranteed. Just do the non-exclusive, and then you franchise him a couple of times after that. And then that would be the way to get around it. Yeah, Paul.
Wouldn't it be ironic if Aaron Rodgers is traded on draft day when it was reported that he was might be traded on draft day 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Remember, it was like when the draft started, we were sitting there, and I think Mark Schlereth tweeted out that he's hearing rumblings in Denver, and it almost felt imminent when the draft started because of that Schefter article morning of the draft or day before the draft.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, he's still on the team. But you could see the Packers wait until draft day.
Well, I wonder if they wait until the second day. You know, they're going to have to give up, you know, a draft pick here. Do they wait till the second day of the draft? And this was suggested to me yesterday, and I was like, why would they do that? Well, to see what the Packers do. Like, are you going to give up a first-round pick? You don't want to give up a first-round pick this year. You want to give up, or, you know, are you going to get the Jets' first-round pick this year? And that's a good pick for them to have. But I don't know the timing of all of this, but it was suggested that you do it right before the draft, after the first day of the draft, at the end of the draft. Yeah, Paul.
So you're saying if you're the Jets, you'd want to trade next year's first round because, you, in theory, adding Aaron Rodgers means
yes.
That could be the 25th pick instead of this year, it's the 13th.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes. But I haven't heard much about Aaron Rodgers, haven't heard much about the compensation. You know,
you're not watching TV then, because I've heard a lot. I've seen a lot of segments on Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I don't think anybody's saying anything.
Yeah.
We're talking about Aaron Rodgers here.
Yeah.
Be like, okay.
He won two MVPs.
Yes. Hey, what are we talking about? There's nothing to talk about. Hey, but we have to have a segment today. Okay. Going to have a segment on Aaron Rodgers, and we have nothing to say about this. But that's according to Adam Schefter, that the Ravens offered a contract to him, but no details on that contract. Yeah, Paul.
I saw a very dumb take today, and I hate to bring up the Cowboys, but it was so bad. I'm not going to put it on a certain person because I'm not sure who said it. Somebody said that the Dallas Cowboys should draft Bijan Robinson, the great running back out of Texas,
mm-hmm.
with their draft pick this year, because one thing they lack is a top running back. Zeke's gone. Pollard is injured. Isn't that the same mess that they got themselves in last time? Even though Ezekiel did work out for them his first 4 years. He was fantastic his first 4 years.
Yeah, but you took him in the top five.
Right. You had to pay Zeke twice. High-end money.
Well, they've been talking about Bijan Robinson out of Texas as maybe the best player in the draft.
Right.
But talent. But you're going to get him later in the first round.
But his position is flawed because if Bijan Robinson, the worst thing he could do is play well for you because then you have to pay him a second contract.
But if I get him at the end of the first round as opposed to a top five pick, then you can justify that. And you know, Pollard coming back, I don't know how healthy he's going to be. But Bijan Robinson, according to, you know, a current scout, he could be the most talented player in the draft. But because of the position, he wouldn't go, you know, in the top 15, maybe top 20. But I could see the Cowboys doing this. Yeah, Paul?
Just to put it in perspective, the fifth pick of the draft gets 4 years, about $32 million guaranteed.
Okay.
So that was Kayvon Thibodeau. Let's say, the 23rd pick of the draft.
Okay.
4 years, $13.5 million guaranteed. So less than half if you go down 20 spots. So that does bear it out that you would be getting relatively cheap.
And I get him with a five-year contract.
Right. You get the fifth-year option.
Yeah.
And then you can just move on.
I could see them doing that. I mean, Jerry Jones loves shiny toys. And if you get somebody who's that dynamic, I understand it. I mean, I go back to, Marion Barber and Darren McFadden. Did they have Felix Jones, too?
Yeah. Those are some decent picks.
Yeah. But it's different now. The NFL is different in bringing in those receivers or those running backs there. All right. Let's see. Get some phone calls here. Kurt in Michigan. Hi, Kurt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. How are you doing today?
Great. Great, Kurt.
Hey, I feel bad for Fritzy. He does remind me of my daughter. Like, so when she's like in a good mood, she's so smug, she's annoying. And when she's in a bad mood, look out. however, I do construction, and I think I've got a ranking for you guys on your show that would make Fritzy feel way, way better today. I would rank all of you guys on your show, if I may.
Okay.
All right.
what's this based off of?
Well, I'm calling out Pauly, actually.
Oh.
Because he called out guys that shop at Home Depot as he has some disdain for us, I do believe.
I said I was anti-Home Depot?
Well, it was just, not anti-Home Depot, just a disdain for men that shop at Home Depot.
When did Pauly say that?
Well, the day after that, I can't even say his name, the wide receiver from Kansas City was in that foot race.
Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill, thank you. Okay. Sorry about that.
All right.
He was, and Pauly said he was running against guys from Home Depot, dads from Home Depot. And that's me. So that's where I got this.
Wait, that upset you? Took that personally, Kurt?
I like to actually clarify. When I go to Home Depot, I always look for the oldest guy in the building to help me out because usually those guys know what they're doing. If I see a guy with white hair and like a belt that's way too high, I'm going to that guy for assistance.
But I have a ranking for you guys.
Okay, all right.
For you, for all of you guys on the show.
It's a big wind up here, Kurt.
That's it. Well, you got me going on the...
Don't you have to be at work in a few hours?
Yeah. At Home Depot?
The most likely to do their own home improvement to the least likely to do their own home improvement.
Okay.
Most likely would be Seton, then Marvin, and then Pauly, and then you, Dan, but the least likely to do their own home improvement would be...
And that's not a shock.
Todd Fritz.
Yeah.
Esquire.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kurt. Pauly, would you like to apologize to those who shop at Home Depot or work there?
I'm shifting my allegiance to Lowe's. I'm going to announce that. I would say, yeah, Seton, I've heard Seton doing, drywall,
Seton
sanding,
does.
Building like apartments and putting things together. I'm not that great at the home stuff. I like to appear that I am. I'm more good at planning it. And
I can't imagine Marvin does a lot of it.
No.
I don't think. You don't,
no, we live in a condo for a reason.
Yeah, you don't look handy.
No.
And
are you trying to be funny?
Oh. Oh.
Dang.
I'm sorry.
On UConn
it's
day?
It's your day.
The glove fits.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry,
man.
Not on national
You know what? Let's take a break. Let's just, come on. We're supposed to be in a good mood today.
All right. Yeah, all
right. Let's go.
Get up.
Come on. Let's go. Everybody get up.
Huskies.
T-grass.
Here we go.
Husky section.
Let's take a break. We're back after this. GetRefunds.com. What are you waiting for? Less than 8 minutes to find out if you can get some money back. GetRefunds.com. Get you started. See if your business qualifies for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. It's a refund. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help your business as well. And there's no upfront charge either. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. And a lot of businesses believe they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Get started. It's going to take you less than 10 minutes to find out if your business qualifies. You get started by going to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Yeah. Chase the cat! By the way, remember when I asked the commissioner, Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, if he would send me one of the old bases? He just sent me one of the old Major League Baseball bases.
That's the real thing.
With his autograph on it.
Now, do you display that on a wall or in the ground somewhere?
I don't know how I display it here in the man cave.
We should dig a hole and put it in. So we could lead off.
So we could, touch them all. What, Todd, why scrunchy face?
If you put it in front of the house, it's like your welcome mat, and you're touching base with the Patrick family. You have to step on that
base.
No,
this is for here, not at my house. My wife doesn't want a base there.
I think that would be pretty awesome.
That's
though.
Pretty funny, though.
If you got like six more of them, you have a little path to your front door.
Yeah. So, and here's the back of it. So that's,
seems heavy.
It is very heavy. But the commissioner, good on his word here. That today on the what did Ricky Henderson say? I'm the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Hey, Ricky Henderson.
Hey, I'm the greatest of all time.
I love me some me.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, we got to find a place here in the man cave for that. Yes, Marv.
Can we have Ricky Henderson on the show just to talk to him?
Well, it's been a while. That was the old man cave. And Ricky called in, and Seton goes, can I answer the phone? I go, yeah, you can. Because Seton, big Ricky Henderson fan. Did you say
I said, hey, Ricky, just want to let you know Seton's a big fan.
you went third person before he went third person.
I went third person to him. I think he said, oh, thank you, Seton. Ricky really appreciates that. Top five moment of my life.
Oh. It's top five of mine, just listening to it.
Seton's a really big fan.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Ricky appreciates that. Yeah, Paulie.
When Ricky Henderson broke the steals record, Lou Brock's, he gave this speech, everyone's cheering, and he said, Lou Brock was a symbol of great, great base stealing, but today I'm the greatest of all time. Thank you. And walked.
There's so many great stories about Ricky Henderson. He kept a check that he got. I think it was for $1 million. And he had it framed on the wall. And then the team said, hey, you haven't cashed that check. And he didn't realize that was a real check. And he confirmed that with us. Because I brought up the story and he said, that's true. And I think he got on the team bus one time or team plane and where he was going to sit. And then somebody said, oh, you have to have tenure. And he goes, tenure? I got 20 years. To sit there, you got to have tenure. I got 20 years. Oh, Ricky B. Ricky.
What a legend.
And Harold Reynolds tells the story when Ricky came to the plate and he was talking to himself. And like he would swing and miss. He'd go, oh, Ricky. Ricky was on that one. Ricky. So he was doing play-by-play of himself at the plate. And then he struck out. And then Ricky will get him next time. And then he walked back to the bench. Yes, Paul.
I don't want to sound old school, but I don't think anyone today could realize, unless you saw Ricky Henderson play, what a big, not just a superstar he was, but a lightning rod when you watch baseball. If he got on base in any way, it changed the game. I mean, he had 100 steals at age 21. He had 130 steals at age 23. And, you know, his batting average was, you know, not the best, but he got on base. When he got on base, it took over the game. They had to just change the cameras.
Also, he had so many leadoff home runs. He changed the game.
Yeah.
Like, you could make a case that he changed the game as much, if not more, than any other player in history. Because when he got on, he had a lot of power. When he got on, you immediately were, you know, the pitcher was thinking about him. And it helped the guy at the plate. And he would get second and third on you. They could score a run without getting a hit because of Ricky Henderson. When he got on, he changed the game. Yeah, Marv.
The fact that he would hit home runs and then pop his collar rolling around first base. That's the first time I've ever seen that. I have no idea what that is. I saw him with the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
I was like 9.
Yeah.
And my cousin was like, this ain't even the best Ricky. Ricky was better in Oakland, you know, to him.
Yeah.
And so he would just pop his collar and knock the ball 400 feet and then still steal 100 bases.
I'd love to have seen Ricky Henderson play football. Because he was built like a running back. He would have been awesome as a running back or defensive back. But Ricky would hit a homer, and then he would do a little skip, and then he would take the long way to get to first base. And he was dynamic, man. He was a lot of fun. Yeah, it's Ricky B. Ricky. How did we get on Ricky Henderson?
The bases.
Oh, my base. Yeah, okay, that's true. Where can we put this base here?
How about...
It's all about that base.
Out in the field house area, but in the ground somewhere. We have to get maybe a jackhammer or something like that.
Okay, we do have the turf out. See, I'd have to check with the big German since he helped build this place.
He's panicking just hearing that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I have to just hear him go...
You know what? I'm going to find a place where you can put your foot on the back.
Don't want to be a fly in the ointment, but this is going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, I know. I know. The things that I say to...
Dan, I'm not trying to... Look, it's not me. It's going to be tough.
But if you're watching on Peacock and you understand how big this place is, I gave the big German 3 months to get this done. 3 months, which is impossible. And I said, you got to be done by April 20th. And he goes, all right. I said, okay. So we were moving out of the old man cave, and then we were going to move into here. And this is 15 times the size of the old man cave. And I said, you know, I need this. I need that basketball hoop. We need a football field. I want it, you know, kind of an outfield that looks like Fenway Park. I was giving him all these things. He's just going, okay, all right, okay. I'm going, all right, you know. And then I come over here. They got hard hats on. They're pulling. Marv was over here. You're pulling cable. Eric's brother
Dan, Eric said he needed me for something.
That's back when smoking was legal here.
Yes. Eric's brother. He would, I'm not supposed to tell you that I'm Eric's brother. And he'd be in here. He'd be smoking heaters and complaining about all the backroom guys that they didn't know how to tar a roof. Those guys don't even know how to tar a roof.
He said, Dylan's so useless. Hey, Melvin. I'm so bad with names.
He called Marvin Melvin.
Mark.
And Mark. Mm-hmm. And he, what did he call you, Seton?
Sexton.
Sexton.
Not even close.
Sexton.
And then didn't he say something about your car?
Does he still drive one of those liberal cars?
You were driving a Prius.
One of those liberal cars that doesn't use any gas.
He's one of those guys, when you look at him, you can't tell if he's 28 or 68.
He came in. So I didn't have a lot of confidence in the build out here when I met Eric's brother. Eric is really talented, and his brother is too. But you know, I would say to him, "Hey, we're going to do a photo shoot with Fritzy. Would you hold the hose?" And he's smoking a cigarette, holding the hose as we're watering down Fritzy for this sexy photo for the calendar. Oh my God!
What a world! Yeah. What a world!
Yes, Todd.
They want me to make your crotch extra wet. I don't know what's going on. I didn't sign up for this.
How about we update the poll results there?
I mean, we can.
Hit the reset button here on this program.
We can if
you okay,
want.
Okay, all right.
Whose career would you want? Bobby Hurley, Danny Hurley?
Okay. Early results.
The Hurley results. 65% are taking Bobby.
Yeah. Let me see. Ryan in Honolulu.
Oh, Ryan!
you have mock headlines? You have mock. Fritzy, did you say you were going to do mock headlines?
I was, but I had used some of them, like around the Elite Eight Final Four. It was going to be some of the same kind of ones. I want to duplicate it.
Okay. Well, Ryan's got some mock headlines.
Well, the key is to think of some new ones, Fritzy.
All right.
All right. Dang.
Wow.
Dang.
Fritzy's having a bad day, Ryan. Let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fritzy. All right. Well, maybe this will cheer you up. All right. We got you conquerors spill new blood in NCAA tournament.
Okay.
Donovan Klingon grows where no man has grown before. Helps UConn live long and prosper. Okay. Caitlin Clark's not do-do-do-do-do, but Caitlin Clark, lose. Caitlin Clark's not do-do-do-do-do, she's a shark.
Wow. That's a walk-off. That's a walk-off. Say goodbye, Ryan. Take the rest of the day off. This one went off the rails as soon as we walked in this morning. When Fritzy just started saying, you know what bothered me last night? And I go, well, no. Marvin's school won the national title. I know. But this really bothered me. And there were five grievances, which he's already aired. Jason in Georgia. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind?
Hey, DB. Hey, hello, man. You're a legend. Danette, hello. Paulie, or Fritzy, stop bringing me down. My question is about the new baseball rules. I saw the interview with the commissioner the other day.
Yep.
And I'm good with the time clock. That helps my kids go to bed earlier. I'm definitely good with getting rid of the shift. The only beef I have is only having two pick attempts to a bag during one at bat. Because I can put a 10-year-old out there, and he tries to get picked off twice. I'll have him get 30 feet off the bag and walk to second base.
All right. Well, thank you, Jason. Did the commissioner clean that up at all? And you can only throw over twice, correct?
Yeah, but he said all these rules are being...
Yeah, because it felt like there was a loophole that the pitchers were really controlling the at-bat, and then if you're on first base or second base, I can throw over there twice, but I can't do anything after that. And, you know, stolen bases are up considerably. And rightfully so, they should be. And I'm glad they are. You know, let's get movement in the game. We should check on that to see if they've followed up with anything on that loophole or what appears to be a loophole. Anne in Washington. Hi, Anne. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. 54125. My husband told me to say that.
Yep.
I'm wanting to know if what y'all think about Jim Nantz, this being his last Final Four to call, his last tournament to call.
Well, it was back in Houston where he went to college, and this was planned out. Jim has been a wonderful gift for the game of golf and the game of basketball and also the NFL. And he's going to stay with the other two. He did talk about that he's got two younger children, 6 and 8, and he's got an older daughter. And if I lived where Jim lived, I would be at home a whole lot more. Absolutely. But, you know, he did it with class, professionalism, and he did it in a selfless way. And he was great at making his analyst, setting his analyst up to be successful. And hopefully we'll have Jim on this week. He'll be there calling the Masters. Yes, Paul?
Hey, I'm as big a fan of Jim Nantz as anybody. And last night, even at the end, when Grant Hill and Bill Raftery were trying to make it about Jim and him retiring and leaving, Jim kept bringing it back to the game, back to UConn, and not making himself the story, which Jim's been doing for 40-plus years.
Here is how it sounded last night as Jim Nantz signed off saying goodbye.
One thing I learned through all of this is everybody has a dream and everybody has a story to tell. Just try to find that story. Be kind.
You told it better than most, let me tell you.
Can I tell you one other thing? I mean this, not to try to play off Neville, friends, but to you, everybody in the college game, my CBS family, my family, all the viewers, thank you for being my friend.
Nice moment there. I did reach out to Jim. I said, have fun, we will. And he said, thank you, my friend Dan. But so I thought he was saying, you know, thank you to me as a friend as well last night. But Fritzy, I know, has been in touch with Jim about having him on the show, and maybe we'll get him on this week. I know he's busy, but always good having him on as we lead into the Masters week. All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store tomorrow, this day in sports history as well, and we're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Once again, congratulations to Marvin, Marv Madness. He won the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. As much as Fritzy tried to be a buzzkill, you rose above it, just like your Huskies did, Marvin.
No one believed in us, and we didn't stop believing.
Yeah. I don't know if you can say that. Felt like there were a lot of people who believed in Connecticut.
From the beginning of the tournament.
From the beginning of the tournament,
yes,
they did. And the beginning of the year when they played really well, when they were number one in the country, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
If you put it that way.
Yeah.
It's like Clay Thompson, nobody believed in us. Like, whoa. Dan Patrick definitely believed in you guys from the beginning of the season.
Oh, I know. When he said nobody believed in us when they won the title, I go, yeah, I did. When you won it, they say, okay, nobody, but Dan Patrick's the only guy. Then that would have been, you know, fair. I did believe in the Golden State Warriors this year. I do believe a lot in the Lakers this year. I do.
They're looking good.
They are. They're looking. It's because the West is not blowing me away. Like, I don't go, oh, my God. I mean, the Suns, if it all goes right, I could see them, you know, going to the Western Conference Finals. But I don't know if those teams are better than the Bucks or the Celtics and maybe Philadelphia. Yes, Paul.
Lakers are at the Jazz tonight. They're favored by 9. Lakers finish out with Jazz at Clippers, home against Phoenix, home against Utah.
And they're going to get maybe the 5th seed. I think that's the best they can do is probably 5th. Okay. Let's see. More phone calls here, by the way. Cameron in Indiana. Hey, Cam, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. I got a few T-shirt recommendations for you.
Okay.
It'd be a ton, but the first one is San Diego State Couldn't Cut It. Second one would be San Diego State Couldn't Connecticut.
Okay. Well, we don't want to do something against San Diego State. They were a great story. This is about celebrating Connecticut. And that's what we'll we're working on those T-shirts, but they'll be up on the website hopefully later on today. Sign up for the newsletter. Information. Yes, Seton, you were going to say?
Obviously, today's about honoring and supporting UConn.
Yes, it is. UConn. Craig in Virginia. Hi, Craig. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I had an idea for your base. I think it'd make a great bar stool because you already have that post hanging down. It'd be an easy transfer.
Okay. Well, we can look at that. I was talking to the big German during the commercial break, and I said, where can I put the base? And he said, well, I'd recommend not drilling into the floor here. And I said, okay. All right, so we're working on that. But the commissioner of Major League Baseball, he said he was going to send one of the bases, one of the old bases, since they're using pizza boxes now. Still waiting for Bill Bradley to send me a pair of his shoes that he wore when he played for the New York Knicks. He said he had quite a few pairs. Todd, have we heard from the great Bill?
We have not. I know it's going to happen, but I will follow up in case it slipped their mind.
Yeah, it's okay. All right. Bill Bradley, it's not going to slip his mind. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a couple. 1974, Dan, Hank Aaron tied Babe Ruth's Major League Baseball home run record at 714 this day.
Yep.
How long did it take him to go from 714 to breaking it? Was it a couple days?
Well, he hit 713 in Cincinnati, I think, off Jack Billingham.
And wasn't that the previous season?
Well, he ended the season. No, because they opened up in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And then he was going to take a game off, I think. The commissioner, Bowie Kuhn, was at the game at Riverfront Stadium and said, you have to play. And then he didn't homer, and then he went to Atlanta and then hit the home run. But I think he was too shy to end.
Yeah, that sounds right.
To start the season.
1986, Wayne Gretzky set an NHL record with his 213th point of the season.
Crazy.
His stats are silly.
I know.
Blank became the first player in National League history to hit 3 home runs on opening day, 1994.
Okay, I know his nickname. Do you know his first name?
Ooh.
His nickname was Tuffy Rhodes, and he played for the Cubs. Carl Tuffy Rhodes.
Carl? All right, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
I think he hit 3 on opening day and finished with like 12 on the season.
I think he maybe less than that, yeah. Let's see. On this date, some great NCAA moments. Lorenzo Charles from Derek Wittenberg as NC State beats Houston. Danny Manning, Danny and the Miracles. I was at that game. Kansas over Oklahoma, 1988. And on this day, Chris Jenkins hits the three-pointer at the buzzer to win a national title, Villanova over North Carolina. Coming up tomorrow, Mike Tirico is going to join us. And Sharif Abdur-Rahim. Why are we having Sharif Abdur-Rahim on, other than he was one of my favorite players when I did highlights of the mothership?
Former Sacramento King. Your Kings are doing great. He's the president of the G League. We can talk about all kinds of stuff.
Okay, awesome. All right. This day, sports history.
I think remember Craig Kilborn doing a little Sharif Don't Like It with Sharif Abdur-Rahim.
The Casbah.
I think it was him.
Yeah. Sharif Abdur-Rahim. Yes, yes.
Was he one of the first one and duns? Was he a one and done?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
That must have been crazy back then to leave after 1 year. I think he went to Cal.
Yeah.
Good stats at Cal.
Yeah, sure, Sharif Abdur-Rahim. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
Whose career would you want? Bobby Hurley, Danny Hurley, right now 66% at Bobby Hurley. And whose career would you want? Macaulay Culkin, Kieran Culkin. 53% want Macaulay.
Yeah, you want Macaulay. And Kieran doesn't have any of those great movies. He's doing really well on Succession. Mm. Yeah, final season. In fact, I watched Episode 2 of the final season last night. He's got some great lines in there. Yes, Paul.
If you were Macaulay Culkin and some studio asked you to remake Home Alone where you're the dad and will pay you $50 million to do it because it will just crush, would you do it?
I don't even think you have to offer him $50 million. I would give him $15 million back end,
right.
get some points there, and yeah, sure. I could see them doing a remake.
What if he would do that?
I have no idea.
Can we call for him?
Sure.
You could probably just take him out to dinner at this point and give him a couple $100.
Wow.
That's not nice. That's not.
Wow. Why you skewed negative.
What was that?
You skewed negative all 3 hours. Congratulations.
That's so not like me.
Yes, Marv.
I'm going to go to the rally in stores today. Fritzy can come with me. I could cheer him up. We'll go get some deepy dough.
Let's go.
No. He'll find a problem with a celebration. He will. Let's go around the room, what we learned on the program. Todd, I'll start with you.
Seth Greenberg believes we will eventually have 2-year contracts for college players to cut down on all the transfer portal movement. Interesting.
Seton O'Connor.
Seth Greenberg, Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is. Jewish Hall of Fame. Marvin.
Fritzy, not in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. A little return fire there.
Yeah, it's true, though.
Yeah. Not yet.
Hall of Angry.
Paulie.
I was reminded that Sharif Abdur-Rahim was one and done at Cal.
Sharif Abdur-Rahim. Todd, what did I learn?
If UConn somehow isn't a blue blood, they're at least a
new blood.
There you go.
I just learned Discover credit cards can do something pretty awesome at the end of your first year. They automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled. The cash back from trips and restaurants all doubled. See terms? Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Hopefully we entertained you. Hopefully. And if not, we'll try it again tomorrow. Do our best. For all of the people that you see and hear and those that you don't, we say thank you supporting this program. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.